kwazwai muri eZimbabwe ndomkamtsira mchongo chedu cheve chipiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMichael Vogel. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my couch in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 21st of April, 2020. Muri eZimbabwe, mthakazo muhle, I'm your host, Mike Wallace. Now, unfortunately, Muri eZimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded. Coronavirus. But now, let's delve deep into it. Coronavirus, that's what we're focusing on today on The Connection. So far, coronavirus has taken over 170,000 lives worldwide, Muri eZimbabwe. I repeat, 170,000 lives. Now, when we're talking about the amount of people that have tested positive for COVID-19, so far, according to Johns Hopkins University, there has been over 2,400,000 people that have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide. Now, and as we speak, Muri eZimbabwe, like I mentioned, this program is pre-recorded. So by the time we go on air, this program, the number itself most likely has surpassed 2,400,000. That's how much people are quickly contracting this coronavirus. Now, there's some positivity to it. For a lot of people, we are focusing on the negative. Like I mentioned, 170,000 people that have passed on. However, 650,000 people worldwide have recovered from coronavirus. So this highlights, you can contract COVID-19 and recover. Now, let's zone in on local kwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Elizweni lethu. On Sunday, sibone uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announcing ukuthi i-lockdown is going to be extended by another 2 weeks. Lokhu kusho ukuthi i-lockdown izabe iphela mhlaka 3 May. Lockdown ichange iphela muswa 3 May wegorerino. Let's listen to what uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say. And the footage, Muri eZimbabwe, that you're about to watch, and for those that are on radio, listen to, is courtesy of ZTN, Zim Papers TV Network. Let's take a listen to what uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say.
We are deeply worried that the virus is beginning to attack our children, with more and more cases coming from local transmissions. Clearly, the numbers are rising and will soon gallop uncontrollably once we reach the deadly mark of 100, after which the grim multiplier effect kicks in. Once the cases begin to grow exponentially, the strain on our health facilities will be huge. We should thus do our best now to ensure the pandemic levels off at this low manageable numbers we currently have recorded. Indeed, we should treat the current small numbers of infections as a window of opportunity to tighten our collective national defenses while providing for the worst case scenario of a fully blown health crisis. This your government has and continues to do within the limited means and the constraints it has. From the very beginning, we have always known that a national lockdown cannot be the cure, the solution. Rather, it merely buys time for us to slow down transmissions.
All right, Muri eZimbabwe, you heard there from President Emmerson Mnangagwa. That was him delivering his speech on Sunday, where he was announcing the lockdown is a regular pambili up until 3 May. So what this means is Kuti, my restrictions that were placed during the initial 21 days are still ongoing for another 2 weeks, kushikira muswa 3 May. But now, President Emmerson Mnangagwa highlighted something that's very important. Rati, nema ondro, avo, sentu nalirwenyika, The lockdown is not going to be the answer to Zimbabwe's prayers when we're talking about, you know, fighting to erase the coronavirus. So I look forward to hearing kuti my medical expert Edu Achangatina Mtrongwa, Iwo, what do they have to say about Amazwi kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. But now, when we backtrack to last week, I remember I mentioned ukuthi hospitals are also partaking in the fight against umkhuhlane we coronavirus. I mentioned ukuthi eParenyathwa, they were planning on implementing you know, a program where they're going to be rapidly testing abantu elizweni for umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, and this is also going to be happening across different hospitals in the nation. So on Thursday, Sibone, iParenyathwa Hospital, labo baqala sebeqalile uhlelo lwabo olwe rapid testing. Let's head over to Umnumzana Lloyd Bora of iParenyathwa Hospital, who highlights what exactly they're doing at iParenyathwa Hospital when we're talking about the rapid testing itself. The abundant footage you're about to watch is courtesy of the Ministry and Health Care, the Ministry and Health and Child Care. This footage was taken off their Facebook page. Let's take a listen to what Umnumzana Lloyd Bora has to say.
So as you can see, we have started off testing, and we have started off with a batch of 100 tests that we will be conducting between today and tomorrow, and we hope to scale up as we go. The method we are using is the so-called RDT, which is basically an immunochromatography test in which we are testing for antibodies against COVID-19. The advantage with this method of immunochromatography is that the results will come out in a very short period of time, which shortens the turnaround time. About a few minutes' time, it just takes about 15 minutes to run the test. We will be testing frontline staff for now and moving into the wards, and then all patients as the guidelines of the Minister of Health.
So, Muri Zimbabwe, you just heard there, kuti chirukunyatso itika kuParenyathwa Hospital. Kuyini kahle kahle okwenzakalayo at iParenyathwa Hospital. Sebeqalile phela uhlelo lwabo olwe rapid testing. Sikhuluma nje elizweni lonke jikelele, 3,308 Zimbabweans have been tested for coronavirus, and of course 3,283 have tested negative for COVID-19, 25 have been positive, 2 people have recovered amongst those 25, and of course, unfortunately, 3 have surpassed vanhu vatatu vakashaya due to COVID-19. So I'm doing it tonight, and that's in Chironga, Muriye, Zimbabwe, Chukurukura, Newe, Chitiki, from Soropes, which already to check coronavirus. I'm super excited for tonight's program because we're going to be joined by Vechitiki, Varku, Nikazakasi, and Asiana. Some of them are actually in China. So, Muriye, Zimbabwe, that's in Chironga, Chitiki, Chukubasa, Newe, Coronavirus, Chukurukura, Newe, Chitiki, who are in different parts of the world. If you are tuned into the connection right now, you are tuned in Mrubutitera Tripa Radio, 909 medium wave frequency 4930, 6040 UEZ, 15460 kHz, shortwave. I must remind you, Muri Zimbabwe Chirongoichi is pre recorded, so you cannot join as usual. So let us know, Muri Zimbabwe, lapho elihlala khona, how are you guys handling umkhuhlane lo owe coronavirus? Makatsira chirongwa chedu chechidiki, Muri Zimbabwe, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hobe. Muri Zimbabwe. Now let's head over to our medical expert, Uchilo. Uchilo yena uza kusasa kabanzi ukuthi kahle kahle what exactly is happening elizweni nxa sikhuluma ngendaba e coronavirus. I managed to catch up with Uchilo earlier on Skype. So let's head over to Uchilo to hear ukuthi kahle kahle what exactly is happening elizweni when we're talking about umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking time out to join me on the program. I really appreciate it. How are things, Kwamuri Kukukwara?
Kuri nani zako? Lots to complain about, but we're not going to complain.
Well, at least we're alive, so let's start there. So let's delve into it. Coronavirus. We saw on Sunday, let's start off with the lockdown. President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that the nation is going to have a continuation of the lockdown, now the 2 weeks, up until the 3rd of May. Now, my first understanding was initially it's 21 days because, you know, of the contraction period. It could be anything between 3 to 21 days. So now, with nations such as Zimbabwe and South Africa going 14 days, what's the reasoning behind that?
So I'll go back to what we've been saying all along when it comes to COVID-19 is that we are figuring things out as we go. And so while 21 days was the initial lockdown period, what we've noticed is that a lot of countries have extended their lockdown period. The last time we had an interview, I remember I mentioned China, where they had a very, very strict lockdown in some provinces for up to 70 days. And even after then, there were still some new cases reintroduced. And so there's a number of reasons why lockdown would be extended. And like our president said, he had made the decision to extend lockdown in Zimbabwe by an additional 2 weeks based on recommendations by the WHO. Mm-hmm. And so what they released on the 13th of April, I believe, was a set of six recommendations for countries to follow before making the decision to lift the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's likely that it's based on that recommendation and also an understanding of how the disease is progressing in your setting that would warrant an extension of the lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was one of the things that President Emmerson Mnangagwa said when he was announcing the extension was, Zimbabwe, first of all, the lockdown is not the answer to fight against COVID-19. And secondly, Zimbabwe needs to use these 2 weeks to adapt because he firmly believes that this situation could get worse. Now, when we look about the preparations, we see hospitals like Parinyatwa are now conducting rapid tests and so forth. Do you think that's enough? Is this showing positivity in terms of preparations for Zimbabwe?
So enough is a very difficult question, but I don't think that we are doing enough, particularly so because one of the first things that the WHO has called for is testing. And although we have to some extent ramped up testing in the last week or so, we're still not testing nearly as enough. So at the moment, my understanding is that Zimbabwe has done 3,000 exactly. But if we look at our neighboring countries, for example, South Africa, where their target is actually 5,000 tests a day. And we also know why testing is important, because if you are not testing, it means that you don't know who has the infection, you don't know where the infection is present in our societies. You can't treat people, you can't isolate people. And so there is a possibility that transmission might be continuing. And so there's a lot more that we can do in addition to, like, boosting our testing numbers as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you touched on our neighboring countries, South Africa, for example, which is amongst the highest, most infected countries in Africa. We have a lot of Zimbabweans that are coming back home during this period from places like South Africa, from places like America, from places like the UK, from places like France that are highly affected, including Italy. From a medical perspective, is it even safe to let these people come into the country, considering the fact, like you just highlighted, and what President Emmerson Mnangagwa highlighted, Zimbabwe is still in the process of preparing to combat COVID-19. How do we go against this? Because, of course, as someone who's a national citizen, it's my right to come back home. So what do we do in a circumstance like this?
So you've put a very interesting caveat in your question. You've said from a medical perspective, but one of the things that I think is important to consider when dealing with health, in particular public health, is that we don't operate in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
So while something is, it makes sense possibly to say, okay, nobody leave your house. If you don't want to contract COVID-19, stay home and never leave. That makes sense. But we don't live in isolation. People need to go out and buy groceries. People need to go out and seek medical attention. For example, people living with HIV, they only get their drug supply for a set amount of time. And so there are reasons that warrant people coming out. And similarly, like you mentioned, while we do have Zimbabweans living abroad in high-risk countries, and while it may make sense for them to not come into Zimbabwe to, you know, stop importing cases in Zimbabwe, we can't actually keep our citizens out of the country. We have a duty to them to welcome them back in the country, but there are things that we can do to try and mitigate the spread once they've come in the country.
Things like what?
So what we know that our government and multiple governments are doing is imposing quarantine for those people that come in. And so once you come in, you can't go home. You stay at a designated facility for a set amount of time. And before you leave there, you are tested to make sure that you don't have COVID-19. And then you can go back home.
Now, in cases like that, for example, in the Zimbabweans that have returned home, we know government has said they have to go through a 21-day compulsory quarantine period in, like you mentioned, specific facilities. So hypothetically speaking, if amongst those people that come back, there's some people who test positive, are they to be kept in the same facilities or are they to be separate?
So one thing that's really, really important is while under quarantine, we still need to make sure that the living conditions that people are in don't actually And what that means is that while they're there, they should have access to water. While they're there, they should actually practice social distancing. While they're there, there is a possibility that the person that's in the next room could have COVID-19. And so, you know, maintain that 1 meter distance as much as you can from the next person and practice hygiene, because just like how you can, you know, there's a possibility of contacting COVID-19 on the plane while you are in quarantine for 21 days. You could still contract COVID-19.
Now, Chido, ngatibotsana ngurayo kune vanhu vanotera chongwa chedu nerurimi rweshona. Ngatibatai nyaya yeawareness. Patakawanzwa mutungamiriri wenyika vachianounsa vachiti anzi chikuda kuextenda ne 2 weeks, meaning chirongwa chichapera musi wa 3 May. Takaona mapepa na wakasiana siana running Matutu polls and so forth, and vazhinji seem to be in support of this extension. Nema undrenyu, what exactly does this reflect patinotaura nezvenyaya yeawareness yezvechirwere ichi checoronavirus munyika?
So I think, like, sematora waita nyaya awareness chinhu chakakosha. Kana tichitaura zvecovid-19, kazhinji kacho kutapurana kwachona kunoitika muvanhu. And chakakosha ndechekuti muvanhu imomo tive nekunzwisisa kuti chii chinokonzeresa COVID-19, sei tiri kunzi tigare mudzimba, sei tiri kunzi tigeze maoko, sei tiri kunzi izvoni, tanga takambonzi 21 days, tawedzererwa dzimwe 14 days, zvinorevei. Because kana tichiti isusu sevatungamiriro vanhu vachachiona tichiti itai zvakati, zvakakosha kuti vanhu vatinoudza vacho vave vachinzwisisa. Nekuti kazhinji kachona, if you know, vanhu vari in power vakati 14 days, vanhu vari on the ground vakatadza kunzwisisa, it means kuti tinowana kuti still kana tatigarai mumba tichaona vamwe vachabuda, because vanenge vachiti zvamuri kuita izvi hazvi make sense, zvamuri kuita izvi hazvibatsire chinhu. And so, like you're saying, issue yecommunity awareness, yecommunity engagement, yekuti nyangwe sezvautaura kuti kana tichiudza vanhu zvinhu tinofanira kutaura nerurimi rwaunonzwisisa. Because pamwe pachona ukataura nechirungu, marevero zvauri kutaura zvinorasika. And so sevanhu vari vanoshanda muhealth sector nevanhu vanoshandawo mugovernment and stuff, we need to be very careful kuti tinocommunicate mamessages edu sei.
Tombobata nyaya yezviri kuitika kuHarare nekuBulawayo, tiri kuona macases seem to be increasing week in, week out. KuBulawayo kune 10, Gwarari kune 10, and then of course the other 15 are scattered across the rest of the nation. Nemaonrenyu, would you classify these places as my hotspots? I think that these are the places to look out for particularly the coronavirus.
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we need to consider when we're saying kuti nzvimbo iyi hotspot, tinofana kunge tichinzwisisa kuti nzvimbo idzi dzakaita sei. So kana tichitarisa Harare neBulawayo, for example, ndo ma largest cities atinawo muno muZimbabwe. And kana tichiti ndo ma largest city atinawo, tinenge tichireva kuti ndo kune vanhu vakawanda. So our population density in Harare and Bulawayo is much higher than it is in some of the smaller towns and cities, which means kuti kazhinji kachona vanhu vakawanda vanenge vachigara panzvimbo imwe chete vakawanda. The other thing chatinoona kana tichitarisa Harare neBulawayo ndechekuti kazhinji kachona pakatangwa kutestwa, those were the two places where testing was available. Kuma towns edu kunana Plumtree, Gweru, you know, Mtare, kwanga kusina testing yanga iriko. So it makes sense kuti zvoni ma cases mazhinji anga achiwanikirwa kuHarare nekuBulawayo. Imwe nyaya yawambotaura pachatanga kuti zvoni kune nzvimbo dzakawanikwa kuti dzanga dzine COVID-19 yakawanda, ana Italy, ana USA, ana Spain, ana UK. Ndege zhinji dzinomara muZimbabwe dzinomarira kuHarare kana kuti kuBulawayo. And then vanhu vachona vazhinji zvinoratidzawo kuti pamacases atinawo ndo munzvimbo dzavanogara. And so it actually makes sense for us to have more cases in Harare and Bulawayo, mainly because there's a higher population density, mainly because most of our imported cases actually come in and arrive in Harare and Bulawayo, and also maybe because we were only offering testing in Harare and Bulawayo. It may be that kune dzimwe nzvimbo ariwo maborder towns like kunana Plumtree, nana Bacebridge, kunopinda vanhu from other countries, macases anogona kunga ariko, but because kwanga kusina widespread testing patakatanga, those cases may not have been picked up.
Zvino tochimbobatawo imwe nyaya. Last week I spoke to another doctor about it, and I'm curious to hear your opinion on it. When we look at, and this is just an observation that I've noticed, when we look at the age range of vanhu that have tested positive for COVID-19, I know as things have started off, everyone has said everyone is susceptible to testing positive for COVID-19. I see when we look at Zimbabwe specifically, vazhinji vevanhu vari kubata chirwere ichi vanhu who are under the age of 35. Is this just a coincidence? Kana kuti there's some kind of relationship? Last week, patakataura na doctor, he said that, you know what, there's not enough data, not enough tests that are being done for us to say, okay, for sure there's a relationship. But now, tests are being done, and continuously time and time again, it seems as though majority of the people that are testing positive mnyeka. So what is this mean? How are people supposed to interpret this?
Okay. Zvinouranane zvakataura nachiremba tichisei data ratinaro harina kukwana kuti titaure, you know, definitively that young people are more susceptible than older people when it comes to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. Additionally, hapana chinyi chinotiratidza kuti mafambiro matransmitiro anoitwa COVID-19 in Zimbabwe akasiyana nezvinoitwa mudzimwe nyika. Virus rachona rimwe chete rinowanikwa munomu, rimwe chete rinowanikwa kuSouth Africa, rimwe chete rinowanikwa kuUK. So atina reason yekubhiliva kuti vanhu vechidiki ndo vanobatira COVID-19 kukunda vanhu vechikuru. However, one of the things that I think is important for us to understand is vanhu vachona vanayo vabva kupi, for example. So in Zimbabwe, we are finding kuti the most of the cases that we have in the country are imported cases. And so we also know kuti in Zimbabwe, vechidiki vazhinji vari kubuda munyika vachinodzidza kunana UK, kunana USA, and that kind of stuff. And so that's where most of the transmissions in our country came through. And so it makes sense that they would be younger. The other thing that is important to consider as well is the demographics of the country. So kana chitaura ananyika nana asana na UK, for example, most of the population ndeve chikuru. Pane magraphs atinoshandisa anoratidza population demographics. Kana tichitarisa population demographics dzeZimbabwe, vanhu vechikuru munyika munomu vatori vashoma kana tichicompare to vanhu vechidiki. Which means that it makes sense kana tichicompare nemazera evanhu vari munyika kuti we have more cases that are younger because in general, we have more younger people in Zimbabwe. My youth tisu takato wanda munyika muno. So that's some of the things to consider. The other thing to consider, is the fact that it depends on your testing and who you're testing. So the other thing, like you said, that we know is that COVID-19 inoto And so in other countries, those are the people that were more likely to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that might not necessarily be the case in Zimbabwe because most of our cases are still imported. So can I test Zimbabwe in Ethiopian Airlines and can I they are more likely to pick up younger cases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's backtrack a little bit and go back to the lockdown itself. Of course, we applaud the decision to extend by, you know, another. However, why couldn't he have turned it into a partial lockdown whereby, you know, for example, people who are part of the SMEs, small to medium enterprises, can go back to work maybe for 3, 4, 5 hours a day. And then we'll talk it out with Zimbabwe, which is okay, which no shanda, instead of working in full scale, but in, with a skeleton staff. Once again, from a medical perspective, which is better here? Would it have been better considering the fact that Vajinji Wanu, Barungo Buddha anyway, Vajichema, you know, so Regaichino Sangayane Wanu, or which is better in such an instance? Or, yeah.
So, again, I think one of the things that's important is that medicine or public health does not operate in isolation. So, nyangwe isusu kana tiri wakuriwe public health, kana sitaura utivan gawa kare kumba, ngapitwe lockdown, chichiti, chinofano ongo chichinzi sisa, kutuka tuomunu, anutengesa madomasa ake, chitenga chingwa kana ufune madomasa anenga chengesa gara kumba kwe 21 days, chinu chaka oma. And so, yes, there's definitely a need to acknowledge that. And yes, there's definitely a need to consider that even when you're putting in place public health interventions. But COVID-19 So while tichika kuti anagana tibwekana neugara mumba, kubuda mumba kwachona kunotisa at risk. So zvikanzi zvoni, all right, markets yakuvhurwa, mashops yakuvhurwa for 2 hours or 3 hours a day, which is probably what will happen in the future. We need to consider kuti zvoni, on your way to the market, uchakwira kombi, and iti, mukombi imomo munenge mune vanhu 15. Yo, kana wabatira COVID-19, kana wataripa next yako wabatira COVID-19. Patichatosvika kumashops pamwe tinenge tabatira takawandawo mukombi imomo. The next thing that we find is that tese takurwara. So it's a balance of how do we open up without increasing our cases and putting more and more people at risk in a way that then we can't backtrack. Because once my cases are under, like, the growth is exponential and it gets harder and harder to try and stop transmission.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at places like South Africa, for example. You mentioned that Harare and Bulawayo are two of the most prominent places in Zimbabwe, with the most cases, of course, 10 each. Now, in places like South Africa, that's where they've implemented, and I know we spoke about this the last time, but I want to see, considering the changes in the country, is this still not something that people should consider? In places like South Africa, they've now looked at hotspots and gone door-to-door testing. Considering the fact that now this number is slowly growing in Zimbabwe, Bulawayo 10, Harare 10, and Bulawayo, this happened overnight.
Yeah.
Is this not something that government should seriously consider?
You mean door-to-door testing?
Yes.
Definitely. There is, you know, no doubt about that. I think we need to think of multiple strategies, and door-to-door testing is one of those strategies. But again, like I mentioned in the last call, it's a question of resources. And so when you now think about doing door-to-door testing, we've identified that Harare and Bulawayo might be hotspots. But what population of Zimbabwe actually lives in Harare and Bulawayo? Let's say it's 1 million or 2 million people. That means that we need to have money for 1 million or 2 million tests. But kutaura choko adikana tichuona ozvikitika munyika medu, we don't have, you know, adequately supplied hospital facilities. If you go to hospitals for the last 2 years or so, there were reports kuti kana paracetamol mochayo yaishaikwa. So kana chiti ora itingaku testwe, it's a good thing. Yes, it should happen. But then there's questions about how feasible is it for, you know, door-to-door testing to happen in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. So now, in a circumstance whereby let's say, what President Emmerson Mnangagwa said could possibly happen, whereby this number is to balloon, and we're going to have a lot of cases. Considering what you just said, Akuti, our hospital situation needs a lot of work. How do we then go about ensuring that this is controlled better?
So like you said, it's multiple things at the same time. So it's not test in isolation. So once you test, you have to have an obligation to treat those that need treatment. And like you mentioned correctly, Kuti, my hospital zedu anofana unge ave ready kutambira my patients. Nezuropa news vaitotaura kuti kwane private facility yavhurwa several days ago. Taiona kuti parenga twairi kugadzirwa. Those things are great, and they need to be scaled up even beyond, you know, Harare and Bulawayo, Anana, Plumtree, Gwanda, Mashingo, Bedford. All those areas need those facilities. But as you gumire ipapo, there's a lot of test treats. You know, you need to isolate family. Vasese vachada kugara muchipatara. Vasese vacharwara to the extent that they need to kugara muchipatara. Vachanzi vagare kumba. But kumba kwacho nakuno gari gaire. Last week there was almost a scandalous case. A patient ainzi akafamba famba abatwa ne COVID-19, but akawanikwa achienda kuma shops, that kind of stuff. We need to understand the context in which we are asking people to stay home. Inini, I'm a single mother. Ndikanzi ndabata COVID-19 nasi ndigare pamba nemwana wangu chingwa chaicho pamumba hatina. Kana wekutuma kwachona kuti aende kunotenga chingwa, you know, they might not be that person. So we test, we have to treat, we have to isolate. We need to provide support for those people that we are asking to isolate. I think with the other case that we had from Rua, you know, there were some people out.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Achilo Chikwari. She was our medical expert that joined us today. Thank you so much, Chilo, for taking time out to join us. Sakamanzwa is Tawana Chilo Ko Abatanya Zakasia Nasea and Uwe Totanya Bela Itinta in WSGNAO. We touched on the preparedness in Israel and Zimbabwe when we're talking about the fight against coronavirus. So just a couple of numbers before we move over with the program. Elizweni, to date right now, Gulabantu, 3,308 Zimbabweans have been tested for coronavirus. This is all according to the Ministry of Health. So far, 3,283 people have tested negative for COVID-19. 25 people have tested positive. 2 people have recovered, Elizweni. And unfortunately, 3 people have passed on due to coronavirus. Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Tirarira Swa Muindanam Kurumbira Ja Signal. That was a message produced by Roots in partnership with Ja Signal. Gezaimoko, 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 Mujishandisa Sipo, Muria Zimbabwe. Now, let's move over to some of the other issues that are COVID-19 related that Abantu within Southern African nations are facing. Let's start off with Zimbabwe. Abantu abaningi abaphila ngegciwane iHIV okwamanje abaningi bangkhona bakhanya ngani bayakhala nenyaya yokuthi abasiwana mikhana yekuwana amapirits abo hanzi lockdown yayi inenge yathini netsay. Let's head over to VOA correspondent Maria Diallo, who has a report on how COVID-19 is affecting HIV patients in Zimbabwe.
Tanisa Fury and her husband, who are HIV positive, said because of stay-at-home orders imposed by Zimbabwe's government, they are finding it challenging to refill their much-needed prescriptions.
It's difficult because of there's no transport to go and collect our medication. Some of my colleagues, they do not take within the community where they stay. They travel a short distance from the community where they usually stay.
She says they are among those at high risk of complications if they were to contract the coronavirus.
Because our immune system is down, so we are at risk, high risk, to be affected with this COVID-19.
For most people, the new coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. For some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness, including pneumonia, and could lead to death. Fury says she can't afford to miss taking her meds, not even for one day.
From medication, till I'm ill, noi chora na 8 o'clock every day, manyo, for life. I don't miss any day.
According to UNAIDS, Zimbabwe has one of the highest HIV prevalence rates in sub-Saharan Africa at 12.7%, with 1.3 million people living with HIV in 2018. There has been progress because that same year, there were 38,000 new HIV infections, down from 62,000 in 2010. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
All right, that was VOA correspondent Maria Diallo, who was breaking down how people with HIV are being affected by, the lockdown. But now let's head over to South Africa, Omakhelwane bethu. Now, but they also have abantu abaningi that are surviving with HIV who are affected by COVID-19. Let's see how they're dealing with it. VOA correspondent Anita Powell has more.
Coronavirus cases, which officials expect to peak in September. As they stare down this pandemic, though, they're also dealing with another, even bigger one. South Africa has the world's heaviest burden of HIV patients, with at least 7.7 million cases. Its government also runs one of the world's largest free antiretroviral programs. How, in this age of lockdowns and strict social distancing, can these vulnerable patients stay safe from a new viral threat? Enter the pharmacy ATM. South African nonprofit organization Right to Care unrolled the innovative program in 2018 to give patients with chronic illnesses their repeat medication in under 3 minutes. In normal times, the program saves patients the inconvenience of waiting in long lines at government clinics. During this new pandemic, it could save lives.
The interaction between the patient and the healthcare professional is very minimal. It's more or less virtual from the patient point of view because it's via an audiovisual link. So the spread of the virus is limited because there is no person-to-person interaction because we're using audiovisual link, we're using an ATM pharmacy to dispense medication to patients.
The program's managing director, Fani Hendricks, says it could also lift a burden off the nation's hospitals. Patients can get 2 months of medication at a time.
In a time like this, it's important that we decant our chronic stable patients from our overburdened facilities to make way for the side effects of the pandemic.
The program has 5 locations in South Africa, most of them in high-density areas in Johannesburg and the city of Bloemfontein. Most are inside shopping malls, which, under South Africa's strict lockdown conditions that only allow essential trips outside of the home, also minimizes the number of trips patients have to make.
We've seen a rapid increase in patient numbers at our ATM pharmacies. One of the main reasons for this is just remember that these ATM pharmacies are situated in community shopping centers. So in a period of lockdown, patients can easily align the collection of their chronic medication with their monthly or weekly shopping. And also the ATM pharmacies is open 7 days a week, and already we are open 80 hours more per month than the public health care facilities.
The program is busy collecting data on how many new patients have entered the program. But they say every single patient they can help contributes to the larger fight against the coming pandemic. Anita Paul, VOA News, Johannesburg.
All right. Well, shout out to our VOA correspondent, Anita Powell. She was giving us that report. We're in South Africa. When we're talking about HIV and AIDS, liyezwa ngempela ukuthi bona ku South Africa uko bakushandisa imishini yanalezi nsuku as a means to help abantu abaphila nge-HIV and AIDS. Ngiyabona ngempela ukuthi kulabantu ababhalayo ekhasini lethu kulo mnumzana Mkoma Courtney warumyurauthi Moriseko Mkoma Maigobe ayiwandrinani Mkoma Courtney tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda mdrongwa kuriseiko kwamuri kusouth africa upo siluka ndaba lilakho kusitshela imibono yenu kuwhatsapp +12024650318. Once again, this program is not live. Asilusize ukuthi ngeke lenelise ukungena kuhlelo ngocwengo anyalikhumbula ngempela siluka ndaba. Kodwa silusizi. Zvisine imhuri yezimbabwe makateerera chirongwa chedu chevechi iki uhlelo C connection lelami umaikove
khulumi sithiwa ngeveneki guys COVID-19 abayibiza ngecorona yinto ekhona phambili nge-social distancing asigezeni izandla always stay safe stay home last night
easy machita easy
kulumisiwa ngevenecula uyasho uma wize ukuthi gezani izandla gezai maoko. But now let's head over to what's happening emazweni achiyeneyo. Earlier on I mentioned ukuthi we have conversations with youth who are across the globe. Now let's head over to China. This interviews I'm particularly excited for. We have two interviews with Zimbabwean youth that are currently based in China. One is in Suzhou. The town is called Suzhou in Yasu province. This is in China. I reached out to Tinotenda to find out what his experience was. Lumkhuhlane broke out in China in December, and to this day, a bunch are still dealing with it. What were umlumzana uChigurare uyasho ngempela ukuthi bona njengezizalwane Zimbabwe that are based in China, they are very satisfied with the way that the coronavirus was being dealt with. At least when ngenxa yokuthi a lot of things are back to normality. Let's head over to uChinotenda. Sizwe ukuthi yena what did he have to say. I managed to reach out and we had a conversation over the weekend. Let's take a look.
The whole social distancing thing, I don't think people are paying attention to that, because you go into your subway car and there's 100 people in there. One wagazara vari packed my buses, no. But people are still wearing their masks and they are sanitizing their hands with all the temperature checks. I think kunoku vanonyanya emphasize on checking temperature static, because the question kwa unoenda uno check what temperature. Also kunoku the one thing chinobatsira vanhu static chinobatsira government kuti izive kuti munhu ane chirwere che pane application inoshandiswa kunoku inonzi WeChat, more like equivalent ye WhatsApp. So for application of a government, yaka is a GPS network. Yes. So munu kwa waenda, une personal QR code yako. So if you've been in contact with someone as a tester positive somewhere else, your QR code will turn from green to red. So that means you were exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So kana yako iri green, it means I wanna be wapinda any or wakazo visitor restaurant in a moon wakazo one quite positive 5 days later.
Okay.
So kwese kwa uno enda munu uno test kwa temperature and une that QR code I don't know if you want me to show you or what.
Okay. Please.
Okay, sure. Let me just look. Yeah. So kana iri green, it means auna. So ndo pawano tizire, and vanokawanda vano ita confidence nazvo nekuti vanoziva kuti aina hanzina mbudira ndasangana nemunhu anacho chirwere so pandiri pana papana munhu ambaita chirwere saka yeah how to say man indo yacho I don't know rukupaona zvakanaka
okay
Yeah,
okay, yeah. And
this view, man, the technology actually no shanda say, but I'm sure there's some artificial intelligence involved because application no shanda sa location yeah, well, so it's more like they are tracking you. I know there are some people who are not aware of the privacy issues and such, but in the times of pandemic, I think. It's necessary to do, you know, some certain things, yeah. So that's your question, yeah. My WHO guidelines are being followed to a certain extent. With over here, they're using more technology to combat majority infected data so that they don't positive. And they tracked all 2,000 people Bangwari network from the time ya akabuka ndege akakwira taxi akazoya kunyika kunoku and then taxi driver kumba kwake nemukadzi wa taxi driver nevana vavo neshamwari dzavo all of them vakava round the app to make sure that apana kwachinoenda chirwere icho chocho so yeah they've been doing their best to make sure that there are no new infections
Okay, vachikwari tombobata nyaya zvachikona zvokubuda mumareports muChina. Tikona vanhu pasirose varikuchema vachitanzi pane nyaya yerusaro raganda irikuitika ikoko kuChina. We saw some reports of some people saying ivo vakadzimba muapartment avo vanhu vachema vekunopa Africa vachinzi vakadzimba muapartment nenyaya iyo yecoronavirus. What exactly is going on? Have you heard of such things?
Ichokwadi chocho. Ini ndagara kuno kwenguva yakatirebe. And akatsike kutanga ndichizvinzwa izvi. Since this happened most of the time. Let me give you a background if you allow me. China is a very big country and they have a lot of provinces. Sukuzasi kweChina kune province dzo Guangdong province. Ndo kune the city of Guangzhou. And a lot of Africans go there to buy the wares to resell back home. So, Vakato wanda vamoka set like Oko. There's this place that they call Little Africa when they're in public, but actually they call it Chocolate City in private. And just from the name itself, you can see the Patone Kamika prejudice carry for Ipab. So, yeah, there's always been a bit of dislike for black Africans. In that part of China, but anywhere else, like some of the city I live in, I haven't had any of that. But it's not just corona. It's not just targeted. Kunema ma black shirt. It's all foreigners in general. Because Musua 20 March, kumende China yagataura kuti atishada kuona ma foreigner anopinda China. Yangwe wine valid visa or residence permit. Atenda kuna maforena anopinda muChina. So, maChinese akawanda vakatora izvozvo sekufunga kuti zvikunzi maforena ndiwo arikunza chigwere.
Okay.
MuChina. So, right now, vane avari kuti ma imported cases, zvirwere zvaunzwa muChina, ne vanhu varikuya muChina. 90% of those cases are returning Chinese citizens. But wakawanda vanofunga kuti imported means foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
So munema I know what long by experience is, but I know plenty of people are experienced. Munema shops akawanda oma hotel vanenge vakaisa masai ekuti atisuda kuona ma foreigner nenyaya kuti munoti unzira zvirwere. And indofunga kuti zvese zviri based on policy yakabudiswa nehurumende a few weeks ago. They tried to explain to the citizens that no, that's not what we meant and whatnot. But then they're also covering up because there's a lot of bad things that have been happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it is, yeah. It's not good for them. It's not good for their reputation. So yeah, they kind of strip it under the rug. So yes, there's been some discrimination recently, but it's not just for blacks, it's for all foreigners, wherever you are. Mm-hmm. They think that you're bringing the COVID-19 back into China.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Latino Tendet Guare. He is a Zimbabwean based in, we have to read these places, Suzhou, that's the town, and Yasu province is the province where he stays in China. Now let's head over to another Zimbabwean, Omunyolo Nkosakhulayo, she's a student based in Shanghai, Unkosazana Michelle Mhlanga. Let's hear what Michelle had to say about the experience in China between December and now, whereby the nation itself was fighting a coronavirus. Let's take a listen.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm Nyapila. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us here on our program. So, sithinteni udaba esilalo namhla kuhlelo. We're focusing on umkhuhlane lo coronavirus. COVID-19 started lapho in China ngo December. How are you guys surviving at this state and point in China?
Yonke into is okay. Things were a bit hectic, not just a bit hectic, but then very much hectic. January, February, but then from March, things started getting better.
Awungitshele-ke Mamhlanga, ukhona umehluko na phakathi okwendlela niphila ngayo manje njalo ngoDisemba lapho kwaqhamuka khona lo mkhuhlane?
Yeah, ukhona. Before you could go around town or anywhere without putting on a face mask, got from the time that decided which he amends a lockdown, everyone was supposed to put on a face mask whenever they are going outside. And in most places, you couldn't get into some compounds if you were not stable. Yeah, and so many restaurants have been closed, as well as, you know, different companies. I'm not banks. And everyone is learning online.
So abanye abaphila kule China besithi uhulumende wakwele China is using inkundla ezithiyeneyo zokuxhumana like abo WeChat njalo imitshina yalezinsuku to monitor how people are progressing and how people are working within society. Lokhu kuliqiniso na?
Kuliqiniso to an extent. In China, they take the issue of security very seriously, more than in Africa. First of all, we don't have our own social media platforms. Mm-hmm. We don't have different applications in there as Visa Tina, daily. And it so happens with some other countries can spy on the people of your country and collect some data and stuff like that. In China, on the other hand, decided to counter that and they put it as a security measure. By introducing my platforms, which they can use, like, as a Chinese, which cannot be tampered with by external forces.
Manje abantu, how are they using it to understand ukuthi ngoba ngike ngakhuluma lomunye ijaha and he was explaining to me ukuthi iWeChat, for example, if you walk into an area lapho okwaqhamuka lo mkhuhlane, it may be red or it's green, or how are these things working?
I'm not so sure. Okay, what I know is that there are some applications that we were using to check ukuthi abantu abainfected around your area bangaki. And it's not really a WeChat kind of platform. It's just there's like different applications in there which were created by the government. So now because some people would go out and maybe go buy groceries for limited times of going. So if you want to see banga abantu aba infected in your area and abantu bakhona bahambe kuziphi indawo isikhathi esinganani and then besuka lapho baya ngaphi. You can just always check on the application. Iyakunika information ukuthi kubela wasuka la wale and then now they are infected then
yeah. Now let's focus on how you guys made it through from December up until, you know, I guess now where you can now freely roam around. Abacha bona abayizalwane zeZimbabwe abaphila eChina, especially those that are students, how are they surviving kulesi sikhathi lapho between December and now lapho kwaqhamuka khona lo mkhuhlane?
Iningi abantu bavela back home. Iningi yabo bavela back home, but those ones abakhona, they just had to adapt to the new situation. You cannot fight it because it's corona. Everything we were doing it online. For example, if my parents back home wanted to send money to their children this side, many people from Zimbabwe were sending MasterCard. So they would go to the bank and deposit money by the bank there, and then well, they collected this side. But then that's getting a bit tight now because the lockdown is there back home. People are not working, so they can't do what they used to do, but not at all. Yeah. So they'll do that, and then people would get money via WeChat. We buy everything online. You can buy your groceries from rice to cooking oil to everything. Then you cook and you stay at home. Everyone has been staying at home.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Unkosazana Michelle Mhlanga. Young Zimbabwean students based in China. As a means to monitor umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. Now, let me highlight a couple of numbers for you guys to understand how China is doing. Umkhuhlane lo started kwele China ngo December labo lizwe umnumzana uTinotenda iqhathisa isithi labo they also went through the same thing when we're talking about abantu passing on lockdown and so forth. Ele China sikhuluma nje is now ninth in terms of countries that have confirmed cases that are positive for COVID-19. According to John Hopkins University, kwele China kulabantu 83,853 abalo umkhuhlane lo and passed on kulabantu 4,636. That sums up how China is doing. China currently is number 9 in the world in terms of amazwe that have abantu that have tested positive for COVID-19. Number 1 is ilizwe elimelika that has 788,920 people that have tested positive for COVID-19. Sandiyo yayathathi nayo nasi mchirongwa muri eZimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanasi. Nasi mchongo takati kibata nyaya ye coronavirus. But now, as we wrap up, I must highlight one thing, Muriel Zimbabwe. You as our listeners, abantu abalandeli bethu beSipho 7, are being given an opportunity by VOA to participate in a program that we're calling a VOA Leadership Program. Now, this program itself allows you, njengabalandeli bethu, njengezalane zeZimbabwe, to nominate a person that you are considering a leader who is making a difference. When we're talking about the fight against the coronavirus. So what I urge you all is pay attention to our Facebook pages, our websites. We're going to be giving you more information as how you can be, partake in this program itself. What the people that you can nominate are people that you, think are making a big difference in your communities. Angaba ngumngani wakho, angaba ngumama wakho. Another, it could be anyone that you think is making a big difference when we're talking about the fight against COVID-19. So, link our questions to look at for our Facebook pages, our websites, and for those that are looking to, watch the full length of the interviews that I did with Michelle Danielo Tinotenda, pay attention to our website, www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and www.voaw.com. And our three Facebook pages, those will be available soon after broadcast.
For those that love watching Uhlelo Lwethu on Facebook, lingakhohlwa ukuthi soon after this broadcast, Uhlelo Lolu will be available for viewing on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Shona. Ngoya ngiyajikana na Muriye Zimbabwe kwanele kwalamhla, lingakhohlwa abafisa ukuxoxa lami lapho ngikhuluma ku Twitter, njalo ku Instagram at BigMike3, BigMyke3, njiyo username yangu. Ngoya ngiyajikana na tinobhururuka tinomara Muriye Zimbabwe, ngatisanganei same time, same place next week. Pachirongo chedu cheve chikiki uhlelo Three Connection linami uMike Hove. Anokuoneka ine mfaro ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Bye bye.